Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and this is the thing, we play video games for escapism, to make sure that the real world seems a little less dark, by going off on fantastical quests and slaying magical monsters. But even then, video game logic really does only extend so far, and these games, well, they push the bloody limit. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 things that make no sense about your favourite titles. Number 10, characters get bitten with no consequences, Resident Evil. It's simply inevitable that Resident Evil players are going to end up having their necks snacked upon by the undead hordes at one point or another. Yet how come this never actually results in the affected protagonists becoming zombies themselves? Well, the obvious answer, of course, is that this is Resident Evil, and it's subject to a degree of ludonarrative dissonance, that is, the disconnect between the story and the gameplay, such that any time the player is bitten by a zombie, that actually isn't canon to the overall events of the franchise. Beyond the few story beats where a character does get infected, such as Jill in Resident Evil 3, any moments where you're feasted on by a zombie is disconnected from the canonical events of the games. And you know, what if you take away the whole zombie aspect? It's not really that much different to characters getting shot repeatedly in, say, Call of Duty, and inexplicably auto-healing with no lasting side effects. Basically, it's game logic, but it still don't make no sense. Number 9. The prequels having better technology. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. Perhaps the single biggest issue with prequels across media is how they often end up introducing technology and weapons that are so much more superior to what appeared in previous but chronologically later entries in the series. There's no more head-scratching example than in Metal Gear Solid 5: The Phantom Pain, which introduces players to a bipedal nuclear-armed tank shown to be faster, stronger, and more powerful than either Metal Gear Rex or Metal Gear Ray from the first two games, both of which take place more than two decades later. Now, if we're being completely fair to Hideo Kojima here, this device does have a supernatural leg up, given that it was activated by the psychic powers of Psycho Mantis, and has had a few design issues of its own, such as a cockpit that only a child could see sit in. But the real answer, of course, is that even prequels need to wow players with something bigger and better, no matter that it ends up making the future tech seem modest and unambitious by comparison. Number 8. Batman definitely kills people. The Batman Arkham series. As wonderful as the Batman Arkham games mostly are, they also underline the difficulty of giving a sprawling open world to a superhero governed by one rule above all others, that being, don't kill anyone. Though the Dark Knight's no-kill policy is active throughout all four major Arkham games, its implementation has been inconsistent at best, with players capable of performing violent actions that were only dubiously dubbed non-lethal. Even if you give the game the benefit of the doubt that Batman's shock gloves absolutely positively don't give any of his targets heart attacks, the fact that the Arkham Knight literally allows you to use the Batmobile to run people down and annihilate other cars on the road makes it almost impossible to believe that he doesn't cause any deaths. Now, Now, granted, Batman's no-kill rule has been pretty, well, iffy across most of all media, but in the art form where the player themselves are in control of the action, it feels more tenuous and ridiculous than ever. Number 7. Sephiroth can repeatedly cast Supernova. Final Fantasy VII. While battling Final Fantasy VII's final boss, Safer Sephiroth, players will sooner or later get hit with his devastating Supernova summon, which rubs salt in the wound by forcing you to sit through a 2-minute animation of the attack taking place. The hilariously grandiose animation shows a comet destroying most of the planets in the solar system before smashing into Cloud and his party. But even if you can accept your party's ability to withstand this type of damage, how exactly is Sephiroth able to pull supernovas out of his ass like they're absolutely nothing? Given the devastating, universe-altering nature of the attack, how is he able to repeat this move at all? The most commonly cited fan theory is that supernova and other apocalyptic summons are basically illusions which the player's party perceives to be real, and because their brain believes them to be real, they're also physically affected by it. Well, the real answer, of course, is that the director, Yoshinori Kitase, thought that it was a bomb-ass animation and knew that fans wouldn't even raise an eyebrow at it. Number 6. Elevators have bottomless pits below them. Dark Souls. There's a firm argument to be made that the fine folks at From Software are pure sadists, given the medieval ringer that they put players through in any of their Soulsborne, Sekiro, Borny, Souls Blood games. But perhaps there's no better example of FromSoft's maddening design philosophy than the architecture of Dark Souls' elevators, which for reasons unknown all contain bottomless pits below them. Though Dark Souls is of course far divorced from our own tangible reality, it's a baffling enough affectation to make you wonder who, within the context of the game world itself, would be enough of an asshole to put a bottomless floor below an already precarious levitation elevator. It may simply be nothing more than bizarro design solutions intended to prevent players from falling below the elevator and getting stuck, but that doesn't make it seem any less of a dick move from FromSoftware's part.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Double Jump defies the laws of physics. Basically every platformer ever. Action, and especially platform games, routinely employ the double jump feature, enough so that a game might actually feel a bit off if it doesn't include it. The double jump is, of course, exactly what it sounds like, allowing players to perform an additional jump at the crest of their original jump to travel higher into the air. But even for the physics-bending standards of most platformers, this makes no sense whatsoever, because there's no pliable surface for the characters to launch themselves off of in order to achieve a second launch into the air. And yet, it is the cornerstone of traversal in many of your favourite platformers, which may otherwise adhere to a pretty consistent, if at least heightened, set of internal physics rules. But considering how bloody awesome double jumps almost always feel, this is one nonsensical flourish that most players are all too happy to accept. Number 4. The protagonist is a physical specimen who, can't swim. Most Rockstar games. Though a relatively common fallacy amongst video game protagonists, Rockstar Games more than any other company have always presented players with protagonists capable of performing impressive physical feats and carrying enough weapons to arm a small militia, yet who will drown if they dip more than a pinky in the nearby creek. While the more recent Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption games have granted players the ability to swim, in earlier iterations it was simply comical that despite the sheer number of vehicles and weapons the protagonist could operate, they were felled by something as simple as never having learned to swim. Despite not being much of an issue in Rockstar games anymore, the devs nevertheless decided to have a little fun with this in Red Dead Redemption 2, because while main protagonist Arthur Morgan can indeed swim, secondary protagonist John Marston will still drown just as he did in the original game. Seeing as this is a prequel and all. Number 3. Nathan Drake is a charming mass murderer. Uncharted. Naughty Dog's Uncharted franchise is the epitome of Hollywood-inspired cinematic action-adventure gaming, casting players as the charming treasure hunter Nathan Drake, who also, moonlights as a mass murderer. The grand contradiction of the Uncharted series has been fiercely debated over the years, that despite this seemingly plucky, light-hearted tone of the narratives, the gameplay is often aggressively violent, with players encouraged, if not forced, to slaughter hundreds of goons in their pursuit of loot. This is perhaps the purest distillation of the ludonarrative dissonance in video games, enough so that Naughty Dog themselves even included an eponymously named trophy in Uncharted 4 for players who killed 1,000 enemies throughout the campaign. Though the later games in the series have certainly de-emphasized exhausting shootouts in favor of exploration and traversal, it does make you wonder if Nate chose to remove his murderous past when retelling these tales to his daughter Cassie in Uncharted 4's epilogue. Most players are able to compartmentalize this disparity between narrative and gameplay because the Uncharted games are just so well-crafted, even if it is undeniably strange from the perspectives of mood and tone. Number 2. Mario can breathe in space, but not underwater? Super Mario. It's firmly established throughout the Mario series that the inimitable plumber cannot breathe underwater, so how exactly is he able to breathe freely in the vacuum of space in the Super Mario Galaxy games? There's obviously no watertight, answer for this beyond Nintendo logic, though some of the more amusingly fanciful explanations include space in the Mario games being different to space in our real world, and that Mario might have a fungus in his mustache which supplies him with oxygen. I am not kidding. Granted, this bothers precisely nobody, but it's still an odd inconsistency, especially as in older Mario games such as Super Mario Land 2, he did seemingly need a spacesuit in order to survive. Huh. Then again, there's the fair point to be made that if you're fixating on this in a Mario game, you are definitely looking at all the wrong things. And number 1, Sims can't climb out of the pool without a ladder. The Sims 1 and 2. Though The Sims franchise is concerned primarily with granting wish fulfillment to players who want to live in a massive house, it can also enable their darkest desires. Practically anyone who's played one of The Sims games will have indulged in less than wholesome side activities at one point or another, taking it upon themselves to toy with and perhaps even murder a bothersome Sim. Now, you could easily achieve this by simply removing the fire extinguisher and just leaving them to their own devices while cooking, which sooner or later will lead to a house fire and their demise. Or, in the first two games, you could get a little bit more creative by getting your Sims in the swimming pool and then just deleting the ladder. Eventually, the Sim will drown through their apparent inability to escape, despite any able-bodied human and Sim surely being able to just climb out of the side of the pool regardless. Between the murderous potential and the sheer silliness of a Sim being unable to save their own life, Maxis removed the ladder murder functionality from The Sims 3 onwards, though players committed to drowning them can still do so by placing balls around the pool. But in that case, their failure to save themselves is a little easier to understand.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.